On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, Prevent Your Carved Creation from Becoming a Fungal Fiasco, by Nick Valesky, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Integrated Pest Management Associate. Carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns is an art form that comes in all shapes, sizes, and levels of difficulty. The final product usually makes the pumpkin carvers proud and anxious to display their work. However, often just a few days later, the pumpkin creation may start to wither and rot, and eventually mold will take over. Why does this happen? Well, when you carve a pumpkin, it exposes the insides, making it more susceptible to infection through airflow. The environment, such as temperature and sunlight, etc., can also be a factor in the pumpkin's quality. Molds are a fungal microorganism that have the potential to live everywhere. These fungi release tiny, lightweight spores that allow them to travel through the air. They can infect and cause carved pumpkins to shrivel, soften, and start to grow fuzzy, gray mold. Some common interior molds include Cladosporium, Penicillium, Aspergillus, and Alternaria. Consider these methods to help preserve your carved pumpkin. 1. Thoroughly wash your pumpkin before cutting into it. 2. Sterilize your spoons, knives, or other carving tools before use, especially between pumpkin carving. 3. Remove all of the pumpkin's insides to reduce the surface area where potential fungi can grow. 4. Dip, wash, or spray your finished carving with a 10% bleach solution. This will kill any microorganisms on your pumpkin. 5. Rub the cut areas with petroleum jelly, which helps lock in the moisture and slow the drying process. 6. Consider using an electric light or glow stick instead of a candle. This will prevent the gourd from cooking and spoiling faster. You can follow the link to this article at extension.usu.edu, which includes a gallery of different fungi that can affect your pumpkin, as well as resources to learn about different types of mold and mildew.